Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. We are glad you're here today. The timeless tale of Cinderella will have some spring in its step this weekend in a production by the Children's Ballet Theater of Michigan at Holt High School. The production, led by CBT's artistic director Gregory George, features a cast of students of various ages and abilities. However, Current State's Jamie Paisley was especially eager to speak with Cinderella herself.
I'm Brianna Renfrew. I'm a senior at Okemos High School, and I'm performing the role of Cinderella in Cinderella.
How long have you been with Children's Ballet Theater?
I've been dancing here since 2009.
Quite some time.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first role?
Yes, it's definitely, I'm reminiscing, and it's very bittersweet today because it's my last day in the rehearsal studio for my last show with CBT. But my first major role was Clara in Nutcracker 2010, so that was definitely my first big shining moment in CBT and one that I'm very grateful for.
And then what is it like working with Gregory?
Through the years I've been getting to know Greg, and so, you know, we're pretty close, but I love working with him, and he always tries to make like each role the dancer and helps you become the role of Cinderella. So he's been helping me ever since we started rehearsing in January. So
now, of course, the big question is, Are shoes your normal thing in your personal life?
One of them, definitely. I love my shoes. The character is somewhat easy and somewhat sort of hard because the Cinderella character changes from the beginning of the ballet to the end, whereas the beginning she's being treated meanly and she has to just keep thinking positively and, you know, think about how to have courage and be kind and all of those things. But in the end, where she realizes, like, there is a better world and everyone can be nice to you, and she meets the prince. But going from, like, those two characters, it's not hard for me, but I just definitely have to think about it when just the faces in the beginning of trying to show the audience how really I'm feeling about not being treated nicely, and then actually being like so happy and amazed about everything that there is at the ball scene in the end.
Yeah, the emoting.
Yeah, for sure.
So have you read the original story, by the way? I know everybody knows Cinderella, yes. But have you, like, since you have become Cinderella, have you gone back and read it again?
No, I have not read it, but I've not. But I've seen, like, the movie side and the ballet, which they do relate but are different in some ways also.
What's your favorite other rendition? Because obviously your favorite right now is the Children's Ballet Theater version, but what's your other favorite?
Movie-wise?
Yeah, or ballet, if you have a different...
Yeah. I've definitely seen all the Cinderellas that have come to Wharton Center, and those are always amazing. And pretty much each ballet is the same for Cinderella. I mean, maybe the director will put in a little something of their own, but they all pretty much follow the same storyline. But I definitely do like the new Cinderella movie that just came out and the old one. They're both my favorite. Cinderella's my favorite.
Salagadoola, Menchikaboola, Bibbidi-Bobbidi-Boo. Put them together and what have you got?
So now that you're a senior and you're heading off, the question is, what is next for you?
I'm going to Point Park University in Pittsburgh to continue dancing. So,
what was it about that program that really pulled you in?
Just all the faculty members and everything that they have to offer. They have a tri-focus program, which is really nice. So they offer ballet, modern, and jazz, and I pick one to focus on. So I've chosen ballet, but then I'll also be able to study in jazz and modern, which is nice because now if you look at the dance world, it's changing. It's not just all classical ballet or all modern. It's all different styles, and, you know, if they want to hire you, they like well-rounded dancers better than if you can only do one style. So having the opportunity to study all three styles is really nice.
Have you looked at different Pittsburgh companies that you might be dancing with, or is that kind of forbidden as you go on to college?
You know, I definitely know the different ballet programs and different companies that are in Pittsburgh, but as of right now, I'm just trying, like, I've definitely looked, but I'm just trying to focus on kind of dance or, like, go to the college and keep just improving in my technique so that when I do go off my senior year to audition and hopefully be hired in a company, I know what I'm doing, and hopefully they can trust me and count on me.
For this weekend's Children's Ballet Theater of Michigan production of Cinderella, I also spoke with CBT's Cindy Kangas, who wears many hats with the organization.
At CBT, I am not only a mom, I'm in charge of their marketing, and I am in charge of the ticket committee, and I'm also a board member. My daughter is 12, and she auditioned when she was 8. So, you know, do the math. This is her fourth year at CBT.
When it comes to children's ballet theater moms, is there some sort of mentorship program that kind of ushers you in, or you just kind of step in where you're needed? You know what I mean?
You know, when you audition and your child becomes part of the company, you know, you have these meetings where they say, oh, you're going to be giving up, you know, a lot of your weekends. And you just think, oh, sure, no problem. And then you come here and it really is a lifestyle. You know, our daughters and sons are giving up a lot of birthday parties and school events to be a part of CBT, but the families are also giving up so much of their personal time to chaperone and be a part of things that are happening here. There are moms, you know, sewing costumes, and there are always dads and moms here painting props. Every weekend we're here. This becomes our family during the season. So, you know, as much as people try to prepare you, until you're kind of in it, you don't even realize what it is.
So if you've got a 12-year-old, then you've got several years ahead. Assumedly, is that daunting to have that many more years in front of you?
You know, it's not. And I kind of feel that as long as she's happy and as long as she's loving it, then I would give anything to have her be here. You know, we it's kind of just our lifestyle. We've made this choice and we love CBT. So, you know, I see the seniors and I see the moms every year when they leave CBT, and it's kind of mixed because they kind of feel this relief like, oh, I don't have to be gone every weekend. But, you know, the tears of, oh my gosh, I gave so much of my life to it and I just loved being a part of it. So, you know, I'm excited to be here and I look forward to the years to come. Sometimes I watch Greg choreographing things and I think, what is inside of his brain? How can he put these things together? And sometimes he'll come to us and say, hey, I have a vision for this quirky prop, or hey, I really want the artwork to look like this. And we kind of all look at each other and think, oh, okay. You know, and there's a lot of back and forth. You have to really sit down and talk through things because he has these master visions and you want to be sure that you're interpreting them correctly. So, yeah, we let him kind of be the magic and come up with these wonderful, sparkly ideas, and then we try our best to interpret them, and sometimes it takes going back and forth several times before we fully understand his vision.
Yeah. What's the quirkiest one for the upcoming Cinderella production coming up at Holt High School?
You know, Cinderella, the ballet, is interpreted several ways. I think a lot of times everybody's used to the Disney version of Cinderella, but it's very classic ballet, and a lot of times the choreographer interprets it as they see fit. And Greg has done a great job of kind of playing to the parts of the girls that he has here. So he knows, okay, I've got a strong character here, so let's make this role a little quirky over here. Our Cinderella starts when Cinderella's young, and not a lot of stories start then. So you actually see the death of Cinderella's mother. You see the wedding of her father to the stepmother. And I think that's exciting because it's new and it's not something a lot of people expect. We have a lot of young kids in our company, so, you know, the forest scene is something that's kind of extended because we have a lot of young kids that are these wonderful forest creatures. So he kind of looks to see what's in the company, and that's kind of where he expands the roles and changes the story a bit. So it's just very unique.
The Children's Ballet Theater of Michigan production of Cinderella will be ready for the ball May 6th through the 9th at Holt High School. Tickets will be available at the door, but you can find more information about the production and the dance company itself at cbtdance.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.